Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford, build Ford proud.
Gary Sharp Show on the Zone. There's George. I'm Gary. Here is Mike. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Good afternoon.
Gary, this may sound like a dumb question.
There are no dumb questions, Mike, just dumb answers.
Okay. Possibly. Did Commissioner Warren get a little bit scared or nervous when somebody, the chief executive, made a phone call, get the season going, or else? What do you think? And I'll just hang up and listen. Bye.
George, help me here. He's talking about the president, right?
I think so.
Okay. Did he say the chief executive?
He said the chief executive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he got scared. I think there was so much pressure for the Big Ten to come back. And for just a wee bit, swallowed some pride that back on August 11th, reacted too quickly. Instead of, look how we would be reacting to a situation like this if the league in August said, we're just going to push pause. We're not canceling the season. We're not postponing. We're just going to pause it. We got to get our arms wrapped around this. We'll get back to you. That was August 11th. Remember, the SEC built in open weeks to adjust, knowing that there would be hiccups. They didn't start until September 26th. Big Ten said August 11th, we out. We'll be back October 24th when they came back in September. I think there was a lot of different entities that put pressure on the Big Ten. And there may have been some people, and there was, from the higher-ups, not from the athletic or the football side, that said, let's take a look at this. And all they needed was one or two to turn in a discussion. I think from August 11th to when they returned in September, the discussions got more intense. Hey, we're being sued. We've got this going on. Let's take a look again. Okay, that was the best decision for the league. A right and best discussion that we're having today? Look how things have changed. We went through a week of football where the Big Ten had a good opening week, a really good opening week. They got some exciting games. They got great numbers. Everybody was talking about the Big Ten. And now, in a couple of days, the negative attention has returned to the Big Ten, and it has nothing to do with the teams that are on the field playing. Well, maybe in one case, team that's in Madison. But it's geared now towards the Big Ten and how this was all handled that we wouldn't even be animated about a discussion if there was Nebraska-Wisconsin can't play, and they are going to move the game to December 5th. But you guys want to play. You got to play 8 games in 8 weeks during a pandemic. Good luck, boys. Here's Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I had a question. You almost kind of touched on it there to get your thoughts on an idea about playing the Nebraska-Wisconsin game, like after the week 9 championship week, where they go into a little bubble. Wisconsin can get everyone healthy that they want healthy, and then we can play them full strength. If they want to play the game, I think that's an easy way to do it, as like a pseudo bowl game kind of thing.
So you mean after the championship week? So
yeah, so it wouldn't necessarily play into like standings or anything, but just to play the game, because I mean, I don't know if I speak for everybody, but I just want to see us play them.
Well, here
I don't necessarily care if it counts.
Let's look at this way, Thomas, because they'll play the championship game on the 19th. I think Wisconsin thinks they can be in it. And then shortly thereafter, the next day they'll announce the playoff, the New Year's Six, any bowl games that are available. That next week also would be Christmas. Let's go the other way. This is something I suggested yesterday, is the division games are the most important games. And you now have two teams that are only going to play seven. I imagine there'll be one or two other teams that only play six. I would like to see them explore the idea of rearranging the schedule that you ensure that all division games are played, so you don't lose a division game like Nebraska lost with Wisconsin and vice versa. But that's us on the radio. That's you calling in. We're throwing out those ideas. I'm thinking they aren't going to go down that road. But I know, you know, definitely Nebraska wanted to play Wisconsin. And I think Wisconsin wanted to play Nebraska, even down to their fourth string quarterback. I mean, why would they be afraid of Nebraska? They've beaten them seven times in a row. They feel very good about their team. They could say, hey, we'll come in here and we'll win a 10-9 football game. We'll see it. This might just be the year that Nebraska and Wisconsin don't play.
Right. Yeah.
But Tom, well, but Thomas, no, I like the idea. Thomas, thank you. Thinking outside of the box. But as we know, in the Big Ten, you can't think outside of the box. You can't come up with good ideas, the best ideas, because they came from outside of the Big Ten. What if this had happened? What if Wisconsin told Nebraska on Monday that they weren't able to play? And Nebraska was presenting yesterday or Tuesday the option instead of Thursday morning, where I bet that there were 13 other chancellors and presidents that had no idea that this was going to be discussed and have probably not even thought about this. Well, Ronnie, great presentation, but what's in the bylaws again? Do we dare go down the road, George, of, I wonder what the vote was like today?
No, please don't. Please don't.
No, I think I'm curious. If there was a vote or it was, nah, you know what? That's what we got in place. Sorry, Ronnie. Because in this case, I think it would give you some insight into how true teams in this conference are about playing. Person at Maryland goes, that's a great idea. Or they go, nope, what's in the by? Hey, Kevin, what's in the bylines? Remind that Ronnie Green guy. No, I'm being serious. I would be very curious, but I don't know, was there an official vote? Do we want to play that game again? But it might give you some insight into how programs are thinking right now since they've come back with their big vote to playing and you're a week in and you've had your first game that has been taken off the board. Or would it just be this? We did have a vote. It was 12-2. Ohio State and Nebraska were the only two schools that thought this was a great idea. And I also don't know how much prep time these chancellors had. All of a sudden they're hit with this and they're like, what? Huh? What? Well, how come Chattanooga's not playing? Well, they're in the Southern Conference and the Southern Conference is elected just play in the spring. Nebraska tried. And the Big Ten said no. And I get both sides. But what if it was earlier in the week? What if it was a fellow Power Five? What if Florida was still shut down and Mizzou was available? The great what ifs. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I feel like the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about the NFL fantasy football style. Joe Bartel is coming up next. And in the next hour, actually at 1:30, Parker Gabriel will join the show. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.